welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed. When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people.
Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right. Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh. Every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Hello.
What's up?
Hello, hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Or actually, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sorry.
Good afternoon. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Lethal Refresh. We're back. Coming to you from the unceded and ancestral territory of the Musqueam land. We're on Musqueam land.
Facts.
We are broadcasting out to Musqueam, Tsleil-Waututh, and Squamish lands.
Yes. And broadcasting online at CITR.ca.
Indeed.
To whatever stolen lands you may be on.
All stolen lands.
You should figure that out. Maybe. Think about it.
Think about it. But we're back. It's an exhausting time of the year.
Yeah, the mind cannot comprehend what a mid-tier college student goes through sitting here.
You're not a mid-tier college student.
Sorry. Whatever I am.
You're an above average tier.
It's actually a great time. A lot of find a lot of new books, so that I will read, I promise. I will not just let them sit on my shelf. And did you see this other thing I found? This Nike, I don't even know what it is. It's like a basketball jacket, but it has like 10 different pockets.
Okay. Were you just going through all of the...
Nope.
Okay. Okay, we don't have to talk about it. It's okay.
But let me just say, we are a very wasteful species. Or at least some of us.
And Ewan is here to pick up the pieces.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyway.
We've got a lot of music. We got to talk about the Ichiko Aoba show.
Yes.
Eventually.
Yes.
But
do we want to talk about it later or now?
Either way. You want to talk
fresh.
About it now, actually? Let's
do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Well, I got mine from an undisclosed donor who may or may not be part of this show. Who randomly called me and said, hey, I have tickets to Ichiko Aoba, which I was wanting to go to for a while. And then suddenly the chance just dropped in front of me, and I was with you, Inez, Elisa, and this undisclosed donor. And we were... it was just beautiful.
His name is B.
Whoa, okay.
I'm sorry, I had to disclose.
Hot mic'd. That's okay. B, who is part of the show.
Yeah.
but no, it was... The Chan was... Again, as I said, I've never been to the Chan, but it was a beautiful venue. You got a shirt that's sort of a...
Yeah.
Anthro. What species is dolphin? Like, what species does it fall under? It's not an equine.
This is not a dolphin.
Sorry, a porpoise. It is a porpoise, no?
Yeah, yeah,
it's a
yeah.
finned creature or a beluga.
Yeah.
Whatever those types
yeah,
of fishes
it.
Are,
you got
you
it.
Take the beginning of the scientific not genus or kingdom, and then you say blank plane. So it'd be like equiplanes. But this would be whatever porpoise falls under as a genus plane.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay,
but anyways, it was a beautiful show.
Beautiful, yeah.
A luminescent creature, one might call it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the color changes were at first because they kept so every song she played they would change the color, kind of was it according to the album I thought sort of
I don't know I'm not like educated enough to know
yeah I kind of lost track but she would just, she would sing, and you just lost yourself. Like, you kind of forgot where you were in space and time.
And her setup was, like, it was almost like a mini, like, living room setup.
Yeah.
She had a lamp next to her. She had a globe.
Yeah.
A giant world globe that was sitting on, like, a stool.
And she's on, like, a Persian carpet.
Yeah, she's on a Persian carpet. She had the guitar.
Yeah.
She had... I don't know. It sounded like a Rhodes or something, like a keyboard, but it was like super compact. It was like small.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever that was.
But it was just, yeah. And then her voice, which was just like, she would whistle like a bird. And it was amazing. It was just like her whistles were so, like, I don't know how her voice is so clear. It was like,
yeah.
It took you away. Especially when she started imitating things like imaginary creatures and birds. That was like, yeah, that was just really cool. And she was really like, I don't know, sometimes with like classical people, it's a broad thing, or people who play like people who sometimes take their art very seriously. They get like, very like, no talking, no laughing. I don't know if you ever had that before.
Yeah.
But she was just very lighthearted and giving out fist bumps and stuff.
Yeah. She was very lighthearted.
Yeah.
It was great.
Which was really nice. Cause it to me, it was like, oh, I can have just as much fun as she's having.
Yeah, and she stopped. She acknowledged the sound, too. Did you hear that?
Acknowledged, like, at the end?
In between. I think it was in between one of the songs. She was like, oh, the sound. The sound's great. Like, the sound in the place.
Yeah,
it sounded
great. It did. And my personal favorite part was at the very end. So she did an encore. And then at the encore, she took her mic away. And it was just her and the guitar. And everyone was super quiet, and she just played, and it was just her voice and the guitar, like, raw in this giant, you know, theater, and that was kind of just amazing, everyone having to, like, listen in.
Yeah, she did. Okay, it's telling me it's unknown, but I don't... I'm on Setlist FM.
Oh, do people post their setlist on there?
Hmm?
Do people, like...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I know the second to last song was Bouquet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last, like, official song before the encore was Sayonara Penguin, and that was great.
Yeah.
And she did Seabed Eden, the French version, because she has a French version with Pom, the singer.
Yeah, I didn't... It's funny, when someone goes into a different language, you take a second where you're like...
I knew, trying to relate
it to your own language.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't in Japanese. I was like, this is definitely...
Yeah, but for a second I was like,
yeah.
There's like a split second where you have to kind of change gears, and it was really fun. And then but her French song was really nice.
There's so many beautiful people there.
A lot of red
people
hair.
People dressed up. People dressed up in white.
Yeah, a lot of white, a lot of red hair, a lot of piercings and tattoos. I don't know. It was like a certain crowd of people where I was like, oh, okay. I kind of can gauge better like who Ichiko Aoba fans are.
Yeah. I had to survive through the merch line. And I think I was the third. I was one of the last people to get a shirt. I was very lucky that I got a shirt.
Yeah. That was a crazy
because it was line. It was quite a line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you got one. It looks really nice on you. The colors are very beautiful.
Thank you.
It reminds me of... Not, I don't know why, but my shirt has the same, like, your blues are deeper and your yellows are lighter. Well, my blues are more gray and my yellows are darker.
It reminds me, the art style reminds me of Mount Eerie. It reminds me of Phil Elverum's art. Yeah.
No, it's very nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Ichiko Aoba comes back, would she like the venue? So maybe she'll come back.
I hope she does.
I think a lot of the concerts I've gone to, the artists have wanted to come back, which is a good sign because I've heard this.
Yeah.
This place is quite known for artists not enjoying it. So, please.
She has a crazy tour schedule. Have you seen?
She goes around the world. I know that.
No, she's but like been recently, in Europe for a while. On the 17th, she was in Honolulu.
Yeah.
2 days later, she was here.
Yeah.
Last night, she was in Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, she's in Seattle. And then 2 nights from now, she's in Oakland.
Wow. Yeah, that's a busy...
She's just going.
Wow, how does she keep her voice? Well, she must have to do a lot of, like, vocal exercises, because if your voice goes away, that would be, like, you just couldn't... know.
Yeah, her voice is so clean live.
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to her recordings on the way home of some of the songs she played, and it was, like, exactly the same.
Yeah. It was kind of amazing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's a crazy schedule. I mean, that's the really nice thing about, yeah, I'm just really happy she came here because it's, like, one of those things where you felt, like, I was following her Instagram, and she was doing, like, a European circuit all the time. And there's, like, certain artists who are big enough where they're just always doing, like, London, Holland, I don't know, like, Barcelona, and I'm like, okay, they're in Europe right now. They're all, like, they just keep, like, I know Blade does that a lot, and I've wanted to see him. Like, I don't know, some artists, when it comes to doing, like, not even a North American tour, just even, like, touching Canada or something like that, it's like, I would.
Yeah, or they'll always hit, like, Montreal or Toronto, but never come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See the rest of Turtle Island, baby.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We got tunes, though. We got tracks.
We got good tracks.
There's a new Bickle album.
Oh, my God. I've been listening to this song nonstop.
I need to listen to it because Bickle has a song called Naked that I was a massive fan of like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So this one is called Crying on the Dance Floor by Bickle.
One of the rare Spotify recommendations that I was like, my ears really perked up. I was like, whoa. Because I'd known about Bickle before this.
Yeah.
And then I did a deep dive with all the music videos and Naked, of course, which I really like. But this song, Crying on the Dance Floor, is, I think, going to be, I hope it emerges and everyone can hear it because it deserves to be heard by everyone.
Yeah, it looks like it's the most, or second most listened to, third most listened to song on this album. So mm-hmm. Hopefully it'll get there. But this is Crying on the Dance Floor by Bickle, off Gut Feeling. Then we're going to hear Divine Creation by Houseguest. And then Prezi by Mike and Tony Seltzer.
Oh, yeah. New album, Pinball 2. Which
Pinball
will be
2
really good.
On the way. So hope you enjoy these, and we'll see you on the other side. Goodbye. Bye.
You'll never make me cry on the dance floor, 'cause baby, that's just not what it's there for. You'll never make me cry on the dance floor, so baby, therefore we're over. I'm thugging it out, no more hugging it out. I'm finally out the way on you, baby. I'm thugging it out, no more hugging it out. Don't you forget it, babe. And I would've had your children, but Elvis has left the building. I thought that this was the real thing. I guess not. Now let's see what you got. You never make me cry on the dance floor, 'cause baby, that's just not what it's there for. You never make me cry on the dance floor, baby, therefore we're over. Hugging it out, no more hugging it out. I'm finally out the way on you, baby. Thugging it out, no more hugging it out. Dang it out, don't you forget it, babe. Finally out the way on you, baby. Thuggin'
fuck it out. Stay out. Don't forget it. Draw the starkest lines, a binary and razor wire. You'd hold us underwater just to maintain this lie. So tell me, why should I care if my divine creation offends him or offends you? I built this up from ashes and from dust, and it is mine to do with as I choose.
Is it healthy? How I carry it ain't shit they could tell me. Got my clear and my twin pelly pose. Was a pose, we was stealthy. 7 years I played them to get wealthy. How you there ain't good shit to help me. And I know it, and my belly. On my soul and my tongue to avenge me. Gotta focus, they get scared. On that road with the shit to prepare me. Niggas show it, it's apparent. That they gone as quick as she carried. Know the smoke, overbearing. They choking, but staying it barely. I got colder, the window was airy. Almost frozen, I look in the mirror. Can't go try, she feel when she near me. She keep throwing her head like she cared. When I'm home, we been as to carry. Trying to cope in the midst of the terror. Paranoia and shit getting weirder. Another hoe that think she repairing me. Wanna roll with a pen like Sierra. Want me pose, take a selfie. Take a hoe out of drip like I'm Nelly. I can fold when it's heavy. Never know how I get, but I'm ready. I'm with Tom, like a present. Make a more, they get sick and heavy. Little bro, they expect me. Make some dough and they bitter already. Ayo, Tone, is it healthy? How I care, ain't shit they can tell me. Got my clear on my two pelly pelly. Fuck the police, move the stealthy. Ayo, Tony. I'm with Tone, like a present. Make a more, they get sick and heavy. Little bro, they respect me. Make some dough and they bitter already. Ayo, Tone.
Hello, hello. Hello. We're back. And we have a guest. Or not a guest.
A guest.
A guest.
We have a new person has arrived.
Yeah, I'm a new person. Hey.
Hey.
It's Yaya. I'm here.
How are you, Yaya?
I finished 4 out of 5 finals, so I'm feeling pretty good. I'm already celebrating. I'm in a home stretch. My last final is due on Friday. So.
Nice.
Huge.
Yeah.
You got it.
Huge.
We're almost there, folks.
We're almost there.
You've got it.
And then the big pie in the sky, the big summer apple will hit.
The big summer apple.
So thoughts on the Pope dying?
Oh my God. Yeah, my parents were up last night looking at that.
Up?
Yeah, they were awake last night.
Wait, what is there to look at, though? He died.
Yeah, I know. Like, I think my mom called me at like 12:30 or 1 a.m. last night. It was just like, yeah, the Pope died. And then she like posted in my family's group chat, just Pope Francis. like what about Pope Francis?
Just that
self-titled.
Yeah. And then one of my older siblings was just like, J.D. Vance's vibes killed him.
Yeah, that's what people were saying.
Wow.
Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly. I mean, I could see that. He's like, yeah. Yeah, I think the Pope was even talking about, he's like, I don't want to meet with that guy. Like, get that guy away from me. He's scared. He freaks me out.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. He's like an evil person.
Whoa.
I mean, that's real.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah.
Jeez.
I mean, he said gay people are okay.
You're going to be okay.
He said we going to be okay.
His final message. His final message called for a ceasefire in Gaza. So
yeah,
My final message to the world.
I think he featured on like 3 Gucci Mane tracks too.
Mm.
What?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The Pope.
Like he went in the booth and like did a verse or
yeah. I saw a video online.
On the horn.
Oh, okay.
I saw a picture of him wearing this sick jacket.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Wow.
It's so nice being back here. During the weekend, I was like, I really miss you guys. So I like listened to old episodes.
Oh, shit, I've done that. Yeah. Bro, friendship simulator. I love my friends Jay and Danny.
Yeah.
My good buddies. Tell me what's what in the big app.
The Big Apple.
We should be the big something.
What's like a
the
thing?
Big Nest.
Because I know like the Big Apple came from like, because they nest. Have like, oh God, what was it? Like, was it like some sort of competition or something where like the winner would have like an apple or something? Like
oh,
that.
Really?
Yeah, like it was something involving that they had
like
in New
an
York,
apple bobbing
like,
thing?
Not apple, it was like something else. But, like, yeah, like way, way back in like the early 1900s or whatever in New York.
Oh. Apple bobbing feels like the OG freak fest. Like, I don't know.
But yeah, what's like a plant or a flora fauna here?
The big blossom.
The big blossom.
The blossom. Something about a fern. Something about
big. The big cedar.
Big cedar.
Big cedar.
That could work.
The big sea. From the big sea. lower land. Lower mainland.
We need like a like Toronto's the six. We need like a.
I'm in the three. Oh god, I hate
people
calling it the six. Like everybody like calling any like Canadian city like the area code.
The area code.
Yeah, like Montreal be like the 514. Like here is like the 604. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember? I forget if this place has it, but like extreme reverence for your like aerial flight code. Like for Calgary, it was like always like YYC, and this is like the big YVR.
The big YVR.
Welcome to YVR, folks.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, people advertise like their businesses on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't. Oh, like.
but no one's throwing up the YVR, is what you're saying.
The signs, the gang signs.
I never said that.
No, usually not. No.
Why? We're gonna work on gang signs in the studio. Do we ID the last tracks?
Yeah, we gotta talk about them though.
Did you like the Bickle song?
I did. I did like the Bickle song. That was Crying on the Dance Floor. It's
real earworm.
By Bickle, that first song. We heard Divine Creation by House Guest and Prezi. By Mike and Tony Seltzer, they dropped Pinball last year. Pinball 2 is coming next month.
What about if you're a touring artist, you like say like, hey, I'm coming to the city to play a show. After, we should do a jam sesh, whatever local bands want to pull up. Because then you could get like a Mike House Guest like jam sesh.
Ooh.
That would be so cool.
Yeah.
Shoot.
Think about it, Mike. At Mike. Who's Mike?
That's actually a really cool idea.
Yeah.
It could be really cool or really awkward.
Yeah, but also like you would have people to come. I mean, I'm sure bands do that already, but
yeah.
Like you could have people to kind of come back and be like, "Oh yeah, we did a thing together." And that way you also, but then also I think people would be like, "Oh, you're coming to these places and you're just taking their bands and you're putting them as a feature." And you're making money off of that, you know? So maybe it would be considered that. But I'm sure for the actual artist, it'd be like, love is love. Like, you know, we're jamming.
Yeah.
But we got more tracks, though, because there's Fox Warren.
Yes.
Andy Schaaf's side project, Fox Warren.
Yes.
They have a single out called Listen to Me. So Andy Schaaf and Daryl Kissick.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hear that. We're going to hear Losing Meaning by Coup d'Etat, who check out the next, when the next CITR mag comes out, check it out and look for a review of what happens after the epilogue by me.
Whoa, nice.
I'm doing a review in there. And then we're going to hear Out of My Head by the Boojums.
The Boojums.
And that was your pick. You're wearing the Boojums.
Yeah, I'm wearing a shirt. I got it like... It came in the mail last week. Yeah, they're from Nova Scotia. The song, I think, is from, like, it's, like, actually, like, kind of old now. It's from, like, December or something. But, so I wasn't sure if it was going to work in the Lethal Refreshes world.
Good.
But, yeah, they're really lovely.
The
902?
Huh? The 902?
Are we the 9?
Oh, no. Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Boojums from the 902.
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah, but they're a fun band. I really like them.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna hear those three tracks. I'm gonna play a quick ad or two, and then you'll hear those tracks, and we'll be back.
Yay!
Yay!
Goodbye.
Bye.
Let it go. Are we down with them?
No. They must have seen you.
I know that you're not too ambitious.
I don't have any friends, and you can too. Tune into Teachable Moments on 101.9 FM every Tuesday at 4 p.m. if you're a f***ing dork.
I specifically said no geeks.
But my mom says I'm cool.
Looking for an audioscape to put your mind at ease? Landscapes by Dune is a musical journey through sampling and field recording. From the busy streets of Toronto to BC's picturesque landscapes, the Belgian artist recorded an array of sounds during his travels across Canada. Landscapes will be released on Pop Qatari Records Bandcamp on December 8th and will be available on all streaming platforms on December 15th. For more information, check out at Dune as Dune on Facebook, Instagram, and SoundCloud.
Doxa, Western Canada's largest documentary film festival, returns to present the 24th edition from May 1st to the 11th. Doxa will screen a roster of timely and thought-provoking documentaries in theatrical venues across the city, bringing filmmakers and audiences together for an engaging cinema experience. The 2025 lineup showcases 39 features, 30 short and mid-length films, and industry events. Screenings will take place at the Vancouver Playhouse, the Cinematheque, VIF Center, and SFU Goldcore Center for the Arts. Head to doxa.ca to grab your tickets and explore all that Doxa has to offer this May.
Are you listening to me? Listen to me, I said.
I'm sorry. yourself. You are stronger than me. You can let go.
Hello, hello.
Hey.
Wah, wah. We're back. You just heard Out of My Head, the video version by the Boojums. You heard Losing Meeting by Coup d'Etat off their record What Happens After the Epilogue. And you heard Listen to Me by Foxworn featuring Andy Schaaf and Daryl Kissick. Shout out.
Shout out.
Great songs.
Three nice Canadian tunes for
oh,
you.
Oh, wow. Canadian. Look at that.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Yay.
But now for something that's not Canadian.
No. You've got to explain this one to our audience.
My buddy Thomas started a band. Thomas is a friend of mine from Sweden that I've known through Instagram for a while, and he started a band called The Twinks, and they just released their first single called my pronunciation is going to be terrible, so sorry. Didgen Ihelg, maybe, if I got that right, which means A Time Whoa. To Kill. And it's really, really good, and I'm just very happy that Thomas is being creative and making music, and the song is also really amazing, so I wanted to share it. Yeah.
Shout out to Thomas.
Shout out.
And The Twinks. Great name for a band. I can't believe no one's done that before. I was really, when I saw it and I looked up The Twinks and I saw there was like one band, I was like, wow.
It's got to be searchable. It's got to be.
It's just catchy.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah.
It fits.
Anyways, enjoy this song by The Twinks. And after that, we're going to hear Double Trio 2 by Bystorm and Injury Reserve.
Is it, Ooh. Did they forget, do they accidentally add the by, or is it Bystorm?
Like, did no, it, it's Bystorm, like.
Oh, yo, who is this? It's Bystorm.
Yeah, it's Bystorm. Yeah, Bystorm. Who's the two remaining members of Injury Reserve. So we're going to hear these two tracks, mm-hmm. and we'll see you on the other side.
Bye.
Quick first PSA. Mm. Goodbye.
Bye.
Kalalalalam is an urban indigenous health and wellness cooperative in Vancouver's downtown east side. Taking a decolonized approach to healthcare, Kalalalalam aims to partner indigenous elders with physicians and allied health professionals to provide culturally informed physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual care to our community members. You can join us in helping to decolonize healthcare and supporting members of the downtown east side by sharing our story or providing single, monthly, or annual donations. Head over to our website, kalalalalam.ca, or Instagram at kilalalelum to learn more or donate.
I'm not afraid to die.
news. Two things I'm through. Up TV, move. Fuck me, just move. I thought we was on some turnover. New leaf, too. I stretch my limbs out like man, it's so woo me. Let's groove. I seen it happen HD. Thought it was laps in a dream. Then I looked down on my feet and it was actually me. Can say it's a sad thing to see, but I was basking in glee. Can build it back how we need. It's just for you, it's for they me. They say, take it slow, don't want more. Shit, they come back to you, know. If I do this gradually, more shit would fall back on me, so just gotta let that shit go. No coming back from it, make it look like an accident, no. But I want niggas to know. And when we out of here, make sure you go zigzagging and make it look like an accident, no. But I want niggas to know. 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 See, we was caught by a storm, you ain't even know it. To you, this shit me high. This shit shit me high. See, we was caught by a storm, you ain't even know it. To you, this shit me high. To you, this shit me high. See, we was caught by a storm, you ain't even know it. To you, this shit me high. To you, this shit me high. See, we was shit me high. To you, this shit me high. To you, this shit me high. Fuck that, no more times. Niggas gotta go bust back. There's lots to unpack. But no time, niggas got it to unpack. I spread my toes in the soil, searching for what was untapped. Massage my scalp in more oils, brush off the ash off my back. I seen it happen, HG. Thought it was laps in a dream. Then I looked down at my feet, and it was actually me. Can say it's a sad thing to see, but I was basking in glee. Can bring it back how we need. This is for you, it's for me. It's for all of us. Yeah. We got someone to lay our head down. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we. Come on, I got some room for you over here. Shit, we was caught by a storm and we ain't even know where to do the shit me. This shit, this shit me. See, we was caught by a storm and we ain't even know where to do the shit we, to you the shit me. See, we was caught by a storm and we ain't even know where to do the shit me. How to you the shit me, 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 how damn it's doing so damn.
Hello, hello.
Bueno.
Hey.
Hope you enjoyed those two tracks. You just beautiful. Heard Double Trio 2 by Storm and Injury Reserve.
Yeah. And Tinding, Tideng Yinhel. I maybe said that wrong again. By the Twinks.
By the Twinks. That was a great song.
Yeah. Thank you, Thomas, again for sharing. They're really awesome.
I like
and
it.
I love Thomas a lot.
It reminds me of Elias Ronenfeld. I very much like it.
Mm-hmm. And Thomas, if you're hearing this now, you're awesome. It's been good to know you over Instagram for many years. And if this is a recording you're hearing, just know that I wish you best for your band and all future endeavors. You're an amazing person with a great heart.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jay.
No, that wasn't like directed. It's just like, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
In general, it was very sweet.
Come to Vancouver. Come to the Big C.
The Big C?
The Big yeah. Cedar.
The Big YVR.
Yeah.
The Big 604.
Come to the 604, please.
The 6. Part, part 2.
Bum, 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 bum.
Well, okay. I hope you enjoyed our show today.
It's very fun.
A little bit more talking, a little bit less tracks, but we have to talk about the Ichikoi Oba show.
Yeah, and we'll have more shows to talk about.
We will. Next month.
Next month.
Yep.
See you there. Jane Remover.
I'll Jane, there. Remover. Jane Remover. Jane Remover coming up. Mike coming up.
I can sign autograph. No, I'm just kidding. No.
I love to fucking cackle.
But
I like that laugh.
Yeah, Jane Remover will be there.
Gordy Greep.
Oh, fuck.
Gords.
I don't have tickets for that.
Yep.
Maybe another magical event will happen where someone will get...
Mike's going to be around, though.
Mike will be here.
There's lots of people, lots of shows to go to.
Yep, Mike's coming in the studio. Make it happen. If we say it, if we manifest, then it will happen.
Okay.
Anyway, we have Chris Horrific with Parts Unknown.
One Parts Unknown coming up. Enjoy, and we'll see you next Monday.
Have a good
Monday.
Easter Monday if you don't have work. Enjoy the time off.
Enjoy.
Enjoy. Goodbye.
Bye.